Like I tell these kids all the time, they be like, oh, you don't know how old your God is? I'm not supposed to know how old my God is, because the Most High was called, give me Daniel 7 verse 9. This is why I'm not supposed to know how old my God is, because he's the true God. You understand? He is the true God. So that if you know your God is this amount of years old, then he's not God. He's not a God. Daniel 7 verse 9, just to show you what I mean by that.
Daniel chapter 7 verse 9. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit.
The who?
The Ancient of Days did sit.
Why was the Most High called the Ancient of Days? Because he was around before days began. Exactly. He was around before days began. I'm not supposed to know how old God is. So if you can number your God, you understand? Then he's not a real God to me. I mean, oh, he got a birthday, huh? So we're going to celebrate. Because the Most High was around before days began and time was in existence. He tells you in Isaiah, I think it was, or Jeremiah, one of them, like, he searched the heavens and called a council to see if there was any other God beside him before he started creation. He wasn't looking like, yo, all right, we're going to have this meeting on this day, putting out a call throughout the heavens. Who's here? So it's not going to be no beef on what I'm about to do. Then he created everything.
I thought he was being facetious when he did that.
He was. All right. But he just did it anyway, just to do it. He did it just to do it. Yes.
Yes.
So did I, but not, but in Brooklyn.
Never got nothing spiritually out of there. I went in there, came out feeling the same way. Never, you know, grew spiritually or anything.
Yeah. Right.
Then Rastafarian.
Okay.
Right.
Right, yeah, that's Benjamite thing.
They got me because they, you know, they brought the Bible out and they were showing me, like you were saying,
right,
feet was black, like it burned in a furnace, here was like,
right.
After that, now, Christianity.
Okay, yeah, the biggest drug on the planet right now, Christianity, big right. Drug. It's like crack, this is crack, sorry, but this is crack, it's cocaine, this is meth, amphetamines. This one right here, oh my goodness. That's that new stuff, fentanyl.
Fentanyl.
Fentanyl right there.
And now,
Jew. Right.
But I'm just trying to get to that truth now too. Oh,
right.
Well, before Christianity, I got into astrology.
Okay.
Right? Because I'm a natural, like I just want to seek
it. Right. So and I can't knock you for that.
Eastern and Western.
I can't.
So I can talk to the Indian people about their astrology.
Right. Right.
And how it's demonic.
Right. Right. Exactly. Exactly.
And
exactly.
Western astrology too.
Right. It's demonic.
So.
And that all goes back to Babylon. You know that?
Absolutely.
All of it goes back to Babylon, because who created the zodiac? Do you know? Kush. Who was one of Noah's sons? He created the zodiac. Why? Because they stopped dealing with God. The Kushites and the Africans. Ham and that one of the sons stopped dealing with God. The Kushites, his grandson, Kush was a wizard. He was a warlock. He created the zodiac. That's why I always bring it up. December, right? Sagittarius, bow and arrow, horse. That's Nimrod, a mighty hunter before the Lord. And when you read in the Hebrew, it just means he was against God. But he was a warrior. Nimrod was a mighty warrior. That's why you have the half horse, half man with a bow and arrow. He was a hunter. But Nimrod wanted world dominion. Nimrod wanted the first new world order. Not under Christ, but under Satan.
So this white man now that I started, he wrote a book. It's free.
Uh-huh.
He just emailed me the book. Uh-huh. I started reading a little bit about this book, Portraits of the Children.
Right.
And he has the calendar with the new moon.
Right.
And the month he used, and the anointing, and right, the Hebrew letter for the new moon.
Right.
Right.
And see, let me say this right there.
And a constellation. Hold on.
Right.
There's a constellation on there too, which is Scorpio.
Right.
So I emailed and I was like, well, I was an astrologer and I was told that, you know, this is demonic.
Right.
Astrology is demonic. And this seems kind of getting into astrology.
Right.
And he was like, well, in Daniel, gave a scripture, something like that. Daniel and the three wise men.
Right.
Some of the things about they were wise regarding the constellations and
right,
the stars, and knowing because God created each star
right,
means something different, and biblical astronomy.
Right.
Biblical astronomy, he said, because we're not worshiping the Creator, we're worshiping the Creator. So we're not worshiping these stars like astrology does.
Right.
But you know, it does have a connection.
No, it doesn't. Now, because the Most High tells you,
do not look to the stars.
Not even that. Don't bow down in the heavens to anything in the heavens and above, the earth beneath, or the waters under the earth. Now, one man, Issachar tells you, Issachar was able to read the times on to tell to know what ought they to do. Meaning, Issachar understood, and Issachar is the Mexicans, by the way, they understood the solar system, the calendar. What is the best, the most accurate calendar on the planet? In this day and age?
Well, Roman, the Gregorian.
No. It's the Mayan calendar.
Right.
Which are Issachar. The Mayan calendar is the best, most accurate calendar on the planet. The one they created over there in Mexico?
Oh, yeah?
That is the most accurate lunar calendar. Lunar and solar. You know why? They are Hebrews. They're part of our people. So when it tells you when the kings, Issachar knew what to do with the times, they made sure the calendar was accurate. That was the gift they were given. But they didn't attach a zodiac sign to it. They just understood the heavens. They understood, like right now, could you tell me what day it is according to the lunar calendar?
No.
Right. They could, just by the day. They could. What day was the new moon?
The Islam go by the lunar.
But theirs is slightly different from ours. Just like how the Chinese is slightly different from ours. Like yesterday was just the new moon, right? That means two days ago was the new moon, right? Yesterday was the second day. Today is the third day. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right.
So now you're gonna see the first crescent starting to come out.
Yeah, it's coming out last night.
Right, there you go. So that's the thing. So now that's what it meant. Like I don't need a calendar because they'll tell you. I'm not a Mexican, but I just know the calendar. I don't need the calendar in order to, because I'm the one that sets up the feast days for most people, and most people in Israel come to me to make sure the feast days are accurate because that's the gift the Most High gave me. But back then, Issachar had that knowledge. Now, I got a telescope and everything, so I'm about that life. But I don't attach a zodiac to it because that has nothing to do with us. I just know how to read the heavens. But see, like our calendar, and I'm gonna be honest with you, isn't really just a lunar calendar. It's a solely lunar calendar. Why? Because we have to make sure that our moons line up with our harvest seasons based off. If we don't, we'll be celebrating the Passover in the wintertime opposed to in Abib, which is the springtime. Your Abib always has to line up with the spring solstice. Your Abib always has to line up with the spring solstice. Somewhere, either could be a couple of days before or a couple of days behind the solstice, but it has to align up with it. So that what? Your Passover can be in the barley season. The beginning of your Passover could be in the spring rather, in Abib. So that your harvest seasons, which is the Feast of Harvest or First Fruits, whatever you want to call them, because that's what it's called in the scriptures, could line up right. The barley has to be around this time, around May. Your wheat has to be around this time, which is around July. So you have to know both. A Gregorian calendar is only but a solar calendar.
Yeah, that's
and according to the scriptures in Genesis, a man can tell time by the sun, the moon, or the sun, doesn't matter. But he told us our days of the month are by the what? The moon. Our days of the year are by the moon.
Yeah,
but our harvest days,
the new moon is the beginning of a new month.
There you go. So our harvest days are by what? A solar calendar. Like I'm a farmer. I have a little garden over there in Newark. I got me a little I got a nice little piece of land. I got some stuff in my backyard. So you got to know, if you don't know that you can't plant tomatoes in the beginning of the spring, opposed to planting them like right in June when it starts getting hot. So you get that hot type of, you gotta know those things. You gotta know cabbage or this or that when you grow it. You gotta know, you even have to know certain things you just can't grow.
And certain crops goes according with the moon.
The moon, exactly.
The moon when it's full. Because I know an old man in Trinidad,
right,
would always say you would get more coconut milk,
right,
when the moon is full.
Right. And I'm going to tell you, when you pick it, right?
Yeah.
And this is the reason why he's a smart man, right? I tell people all the time, whenever you're planting, especially when you're starting out, plant by the moon. Certain things, right? Like all seeds, I tell people all the time, plant your seeds in the evening time if you could. Why? Because the moon is out. That's the moon's time to shine, right? A lot of your vegetation, it's good to plant during the new moon or during the full moon, right? But it's certain vegetables, I like to call them fruits because the scriptures don't say nothing about vegetables because they're all fruits because they have seeds, right? Certain seeds, if you want to get the best out of them, you'll plant them according to the days of the moon, because that particular seed, you're going to get the best out of it. Because people, you got to understand something. Seeds are not sprouted by the sun. Seeds are sprouted by the moon. Seeds are sprouted by the moon, not by the sun. The sun in turn takes over and gives that plant and cultivates that plant and gives it the energy and the food that it needs, because everything in life needs vitamin E. The best vitamin E is from the sun. So we need the moon to sprout the seed, and we need the sun to cultivate that fruit to make it something eatable and feasible. But he's right, because if you plant by the moon and certain things, planting by the moon or even picking, you'll get the best out of the best.
And so, also when it comes to natural remedies too, like if you're dealing with parasites,
absolutely,
you gotta go according to the moon.
Yeah, absolutely. Eggs and absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
So it's all like God created
one of the best books,
the moon in it.
Right.
Right.
One of the best books to read. And I tell every household they need to have this book, The Farmer's Almanac. Oh, yeah. Is an amazing book, because it will tell you everything you're saying. Like, guys be like, yo, ain't no fish today, no fish biting. Yeah, because why you going out now? Go out next week, all the fish gonna be biting. Because it tells you in that almanac that that's the next best thing to the Bible. Because when all this shut down, because listen, I got friends in corporate America, they're saying like, listen, the recession's about to come, like the 1900s, to where it's gonna be on some, money ain't gonna mean nothing, this ain't gonna be nothing. It's, you gonna have to have a skill. You don't know how to hunt, you don't know how to fish, you don't know how to do
exactly.
This, you don't know how to start a fire, don't come to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's how it's going to be, your cars aren't going to save
real.
You. It's about to get real.
Yep.
It's about to get real. America is broke, and America is destitute. Yep. Why do you think all the food we get is GMO? Yep. Think about that. All the food we get is GMO, because why? It's already a what? A shortage of food in this country. That's why it's genetically modified. So they genetically modified it to control it, to keep you in control.
Mm-hmm.
And the start of it was what? That COVID shot. If they testing you. Then who gonna take that shot?
Not me.
Who gonna take, oh no, we didn't take
right.
it. We listen, yeah, we have people, open. We have, yeah, huh?
The truck open?
Oh, no, not you, here you go. We're not gonna take that shot. We're like a couple of brothers in our congregation, brother and his wife, she was a school teacher. He was doing armed security. What happened?
But in New Jersey, you get religious.
Right, right. They live in New York. Right. They live in New York. The way, you know, they live in a city to where it's on that yell. So they quit.
That's right.
They quit. Most High turned it around. She got another job. Now they're upstate New York. Most High blessed them with a house. They was living in an apartment, had to give everything up. You know how it feels for a grown man to have to go back to his parents' house out of the blue for what you believe in. Then they calling you crazy and all that. Why you do that? She's been a school teacher for this amount of years. Her pension thrown away, blah, 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 this and all that. What happened? Most High doubled up, got them better jobs, got them a house. Now they're up in Rochester, chilling. Check that out. See that? And that's all because faith in the Most High. Oh, them guys? Yeah, them the biggest imposters on the planet, man.
You know that. You
how do
that?
I know that? Yeah. You damn right my forefathers were there. That's how I know. That's how I know. What we talking about, old man? What we talking about? What we talking about? Now, are you trying to be smart and funny?
No.
Because we got the knowledge right here. Do you want the knowledge, yes or no? I don't have to be there. The records are there.
They was putting Israel in 1946. They was putting Israel in 1946 in the Middle East. What are we talking about? What are we talking about? I know where it's at. What are we talking about? What's your nationality according to the Bible? What's your nationality? You're Palestinian. You're not no real Jew. I tell you that much. You're not no Jew.
No.
Yeah, that ain't even your land. That's our land. When the Most High come back, we're going to get that land back.
That's
your
hands right.
On the swim. Right. How about
that's
that?
Right. Right.
How about that? How about that?
Yeah.
So you on borrowed time. You and your heathenistic people on borrowed time.
You don't.
Take that Quran and stick it in your ass. How about that?
Don't.
Facts. We ain't dealing with that, old man. And you a heathen. You on borrowed time, remember that. Good. Coming on, he said, I know he's up to something, because he's being disrespectful.
Yeah.
See?
He's like, oh, you know that. You
exactly, there. I didn't have to be that dummy. History tells you that. 1946, they was imported in that land. That's why Gamal Nasser, who's a Palestinian, said what? We will not accept the Jews leaving this land dark-skinned and coming back white. Why do you think they fighting over that land? Palestinian. Palestinians don't even belong to them. Palestinian belong to the Philistines. That's their land. And all that's our land we taking over when Christ come back.
That's right.
See that? So get out of here with that. Get you out of here with that.
He tried, but it didn't work.
It didn't work. And this is why sometimes we got to get aggressive. We got to talk the way we talk. This is why. Why? Because you got bird brain heathen like that who think we're on the corner, uneducated, don't know nothing. We just out here doing a bunch of mumbo jumbo.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's what a lot of people.
Right? And I'm glad. But this is what's funny, right?
Because I have a friend that always would talk about, he would always talk about, oh, those dudes that be on the side of the street.
Right.
And stuff.
They ain't got no jobs. They ain't got this. They ain't got that.
He don't want to hear nothing about Christ.
Right. Exactly.
Every time I try to talk to him, he don't want to hear nothing about
right.
That.
Right. Like again, this man right here is a school teacher. You need a college degree, a bachelor's at least, to be a school teacher. He works in for the state of New Jersey. This guy's got a college degree.
Yeah.
I got a college degree. I work for the government. So what
are we talking about?
I work for the government. Why? Because it's free benefits, baby. Free
That's
benefits.
Right.
You damn right I work for the government. Why wouldn't I? Free benefits. You know what I'm saying?
Gotta feed the family.
The scripture says this: use the cares of this world, but don't abuse it. Hell, next, the Veterans Day, I got off that day. Why? Because I work for the government.
That's right.
Use the cares of this world, but don't abuse it. I don't got weekends. I don't got to work weekends. So what? I can be out here teaching my people. You see? So use the cares, but don't abuse it.
Right.
That's what you're supposed to do. You understand? You're supposed to want to be at your job and get a bigger raise. As long as it's not interfering with your spirituality, take the opportunity.
See, I was gonna go back to nursing school, but
there's nothing the matter with that.
It ain't looking like
God
wanted that for me.
Let me say something.
Around,
I was trying to go to nursing school.
They ran me out because it was racist.
Right.
And they changed another white girl grade right in front of my face.
Wow.
Could have changed mine.
Yeah.
Wow.
See, yeah. I went to nursing school too, right?
Yeah.
Before I went back to college, I was in this nursing school, New Community School of Nursing, right? Down there in downtown Newark. I had 3 credits to go. School closed down because they was doing something. The government came in because you can't, you know how nursing school is. You can't pass 80 people or 90 people. They go to the NCLEX and only three people pass. Something you're not doing right. You got a money thing going. We didn't know that there was, I didn't know he was on probation. I just went to the county college to go to their nursing program. So for all that to happen, and then come to find out, y'all getting shut down. Then when I do go to the county college, they're like, yo, nursing credits aren't transferable. Gotta start over. I'm like, oh, no. Give me something else. So what did I do? Went back to cybersecurity. Got an associate's in that. I'm working on my bachelor's now. That's how it is. So, but the average person, like, oh, yeah. First of all, my garment costs money to make. This is a pretty nice garment.
About $150, $200
for this
something
garment.
Something like that.
You know what
we
I'm
got
saying?
Multiple ones.
We got multiple ones. Right. So, again, where are we getting this money from? We not out here with the donation bucket and nothing like that. We have jobs. Instead of me making whores out of my woman, killing my people like I used to do, selling drugs and all that stupidity. I prefer to do this on a Saturday.
Right.
This is what I prefer to do. I love doing it, so.
Now, can you hear God's voice? Well, he was talking about saving. I think that's important.
Saved?
Yeah, and we kind of got distracted.
Right, because, right.
All these other questions, because I have a lot.
Right.
So it's kind of hard to filter them out sometimes.
Right. No, that's cool, that's cool, that's cool.
He said no man can save you.
Right. Go to Matthew 24.
That's what we left off
at. Right, that's what we left off at. Then something, I don't know, we just want some, but it was all in the spirit of Christ. Satan came by.
Absolutely.
Now it's back.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, you know what it was? I'm gonna tell you what it was. The woman came by talking some other crazy stuff. Then it started. That's what I want. 24 and 13.
Matthew chapter 24, verse 13. But he that shall endure until the end.
So the thing is this, you have to endure until the end. The end of what? Either the end of your life, or when Christ comes back. So endure means with the hardships and the struggles that come along with being a servant of Christ, following the law and following the faith of Christ in a wicked society. Here it is Monday. Everybody's going to be worried about Halloween. You got to stay in the spirit. Here it is. We out here. We trying to do what? Righteousness on the Sabbath. Everybody else is what? Shopping and having pleasurable times on the Sabbath. You got to endure through all that. So read from the top again.
Matthew chapter 24, verse 13. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved.
So he that endures unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this is why I say,
that's how we get saved, not through accepting Jesus Christ.
Well, that's the start of accepting him, but you just don't stop. And this is why I said endure till the end. The end of what? Either the end of your life, because if Christ dies before, if you die before Christ comes back, and you believed in Christ before you died, you get eternal life still. That's why it says the dead in Christ arise first. That's why it says it. Right? But if Christ comes back tomorrow and you believe in Christ, then you'll be saved. The reason why it says that is this. You don't know when Christ is coming back. I know a lot of people in my 30-year period that many are called, few are chosen. They came, they was in this thing for years. Next thing you know, they're back in the church. So now are they saved? Although they said they were saved? No. He that endured to the end, meaning you as an individual, I can't tell you you're saved.
So if I go to church tomorrow.
Yep. And somebody comes and tell you, say, oh, I'm saved in Jesus, and you say, ha, 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 throw some water on you, you ain't saved. Why? Because this is why. No man has that power to save you. You have to save yourself in Christ by doing what's right. You have to put these laws on. You have to accept Christ, accept your nationality, accept who you are, and live with it every day of your life. And if Christ comes, why do you think our forefathers knew they weren't going to see the kingdom in their lifetime? They knew that. They understood that they weren't going to, when Abraham was being told, listen, you're going to have a great and mighty nation come out of you. This is going to be your land. Just look at it. All I want you to do is look at it. And you're going to have as many children as the stars of the sand of the sea. He knew he wasn't going to see that in his lifetime. But it said Abraham believed and had faith. He left the comfort of Ur the Chaldees, right? The Most High told him, get up out of your father's house with them pagan gods. Come serve me. Bring you over here. This is the land you're going
to
occupy.
That's the same thing what God did to me.
Right. Here you go. So now, what did Abraham have to do? Keep it for the rest of his life. Same thing as you.
Yeah.
So I can't tell you saved, sister. I can't tell you that I'm saved. You know why? Because Lord forbid, yo, brothers, I checked this book out. I'm reading some satanic book. Then there goes my salvation. You understand? So this is why we have to endure. That's why it says endure what? The hardships that come along with being a true servant of Christ.
What about repenting and the grace? You know, like if you read it, like if you get yourself into some sin.
Right. Like, you're supposed to repent.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So if somebody going and that's saved and they read some satanic book or whatever.
And start following it? And
no,
start
not, following not following, it? Just read.
Well, see, why would you want to read it?
I'm just saying.
See, like for example, I would never tell a young brother to read a demonic book or a satanic book. You understand? I would read it based off of what I need information out of it for. And this is what I mean by that.
Exactly.
I'm a teacher of God. God's word. And I'm a destroyer of false doctrines. In order to destroy that doctrine perfectly, you would sometimes got to find the flaws in it.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But that's a book that I would not bring in my house. I would read in the library. Hey, what's going on, brother? And I would keep it there. I'm good, man. You good? All praise. So, you know, that's what I would do. You know, but I don't need to even, like, you can spot Satan a mile away. So certain books, I don't even want to deal with. You understand what I'm saying? Because it's not worth it. Why? Because books have spirits on them. And spirits can draw you in. Next thing you know, you're not reading that.
They have symbols.
Exactly. And it all ties into witchcraft and idolatry. So you have to be careful with that.
Like that version of the Bible, it has a witchcraft symbolism on it.
Right, exactly.
I think it's the NIV version.
The NIV version. First of all, they took about 5 important scriptures out of it. Right? There's no Matthew 18 verse 11. They took that out of it. It took a lot of scriptures out of it. The Jehovah Witness Bible, the same thing. They don't rewrote the Bible. The Mormons, they rewrote that.
Spiritual gifts topic.
Yep.
I know I'm asking you real good questions.
Yeah, I hope I'm giving you real good answers.
I have an Instagram account.
Okay.
But most of my followers is from those days when I was into astrology and stuff
right.
Most of my followers is those type of people. But I still post my scriptures.
Right.
Like that.
That's good.
I get about 1 or 2 likes, but if I have posted astrology,
Of course, you're gonna get a million likes. It's like on Facebook, right? And this is why I don't deal with social media, because it's not the real world. The real world is we gotta pay that cable bill. You know, that's the real world. Like, anything that's spiritual, people aren't gonna like it. Anything that's filled with drama and witchcraft and wicked music or whatever it is, or naked woman, naked man, or fornication, everybody's got a lot to say about that. Like, yeah, you know, like my dumb, and not only that, like I have a lot of dumb worldly friends that make a lot of dumb worldly posts.
Yeah, when you
so that's why I'm never on that stuff.
In these things, yeah. You open up those portals for spiritual warfare.
Exactly.
A lot of them don't know how to deal with that.
Right, exactly. And they go deeper and deeper into it because that's all they know, the lust of the flesh.
Right. It's a trend on TikTok and stuff like that to cast
spells. Of course, cast spells. And that's all they're doing. And that's why my children don't have social media accounts.
They're teaching people how to do
that. Right. My children
Lights
don't have
candles,
social media accounts.
Yeah,
exactly. They do. You can find anything you want.
Telling you how to cast a spell for money.
Pandora's.
That's on YouTube if you want whatever.
That's why I say social media is like Pandora's box. Whatever you're looking for, you're going to find
it. Definitely going to find it.
You can get hitmen on the internet.
Yeah, and if you don't have the spirit of the Lord in you, it's easy.
Right, exactly. And that's why, I'm a cybersecurity guy. So I understand all that and the witchcraft that comes behind social media. Like, my children don't have social media. I don't play that. Like, you live in the real world, not in that world. Because I know people, I tell people all the time, and this is in the congregation that we have, if you post more than 5 times a day, if you post more than 5 times a day, you don't have a life.
That's right.
I'm being honest. Because a post, sometimes you put up there, requires a response. A post requires a response. Being honest. Respond then all of a sudden, and it's not what you want. Y'all going back and forth, blah, 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 this and that, the whole 9 yards, right? So, like I tell people, like, listen, I don't have no time to waste with all that. I don't have no time to deal with all that.
But the thing is, you know, you can definitely have...
You can do positivity on it. Yeah.
You can have a good ministry,
like our ministry
on social media, because the media is a way to connect with people.
Exactly, to the word.
Yeah,
you know?
To spread the word.
But I'm going
to
tell you, amongst our nation, and this is why I'm careful with it, because you got a lot of Israelites now that want to be celebrities, worldly type celebrities, like to where they'll do anything. Like, for example, see the way I just put him in his place, dismiss him, send him on his way, because I know he the devil.
Mm-hmm.
You got other congregations that might have surrounded him, wonder, what you say, brother? What you say, you heathen? You know, I'm not doing all that. You know what I'm saying? Then he got the camera on him and all that. And you dismiss them, boom, send them on their way, get back to teaching those who want to be taught. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes people can take that, and because they got a lot of followers, it gets to their head. You know what I'm saying? See, true Bible teaching is this, right? Like me, I'm not worried about the millions of people in California right now. I'm worried about you. I'm worried about that brother right there. That's my brother right there, right? I'm worried about the people right there. See, me teaching one person to me is more important than having a beautiful dialogue with you, that brother right there who always shows us love because he always comes out here. The other brother you seen here, the sister that was here before you, we out here for y'all. So if only three people stopped here today, which only three people really stopped here today to listen, no, four because the older sister, our job is done. I don't care to entertain people, the millions of people that are in their homes doing whatever. You understand? Now, because you got to be community-based and build the foundation in your community first before you want to start taking it way over. Like, we got a couple of people, right? And like I said, we're on the internet, but not like other bigger congregations. But we got people from France in our congregation now that they saw the bigger congregations and all the stuff that came with it, but then they saw us. But yeah, I like what y'all brothers are doing. Not
so
what y'all,
where
you know.
Are you? Where do you assemble?
Oh, we assemble right over in our little temple in my basement that we have, right in South Orange.
For now,
because why? As we grow, we get a bigger place. When I say I need a pool table, then brother in my basement.
Right.
Y'all gotta go. But for now, that's because the Most High blessed me with the space. But even when you're reading the New Testament, most of the churches were in people's homes. Why? Because a lot of there were no synagogues in those other places. Only in Corinth would they turn their old place of worship that was pagan, because Corinthians were wealthy. They just turned their old temple into a place, the pagan temple into a place of worship. To where when you go to some of the other places like Pergia and Galatia, it was in somebody's house. You know, but for now, it's just in my home. But we're growing, and as we grow more and more, and you know, like I said, we do pay our tithes and our alms because we know our ultimate goal is to have a place of worship outside of my home when we get to that point. But we're not gonna have a place of worship now for the amount of people that I know can fit in my home. No, save our tithes and save our offerings until we get to that level, and then boom, then we'll get there. Then we're like, you know what? Now we need to get our own place. Because why? And like I said, over the past, I say, what's this? June, July, August, September, October. The past 5 months that we really been coming out here, because we, like I said, I haven't been out here teaching in 10 years. Here, we be in Newark mostly, Patterson mostly, Irvington sometimes. But it's like, yeah, we're close over here. Let's just come over here. So we started, and the reception, as you can see, is good. You give a couple of heathen, but who cares? They're going in slavery according to the Bible. So that's what it is.
I found a Star of David somewhere.
Right.
But all these things aside, it means something. I don't believe anything is coincidental.
Right. See, even they called the Star David, but it was actually Solomon's seal. It was an insignia on his ring. You understand? Which is actually the pomegranate.
It was a pomegranate.
It's Kabbalion book.
Oh yeah, we don't deal with that.
And the other one, it starts with a K, something similar.
Yeah, I don't just talk about.
It has something to do with the Jews too.
That's dealing with them, the Amalek, right? And mysticism. The Kabbalah.
They used to do witchcraft.
Right. Listen, there was a brother that used to be a part of this congregation before y'all came around, of course. And Isaiah probably told you the story.
Yeah, I did.
That he started dealing with the Kabbalah, and we had to expel him out of the school. We expelled him out of the school. Why? Because he started talking to himself. Because why? The brother warned him, like, yo, you can't be dealing. Don't. Because he was watching a movie, and that's why I tell people, be careful. The movie in it had ancient Hebrew in it, right? So it's a brother who knows Hebrew even better than me, was telling the brother, I'm not even going to tell you what that says, because I'm not going to tell you. So the brother, I was like, I didn't see the movie, because I don't watch them type of demonic possessed movies like that. So he was like, yo, I told him I wasn't going to tell him, but he told me what it was, like some curse. So because he wouldn't tell him, the brother, and he was telling like, yo, this deal with the Kabbalah and all, you don't want to deal with that. That ain't even on our list. So when he told him, like, yo, don't even deal with that. That's Kabbalah. That's not even a part of our culture. The brother won anyway, like, nah, I can deal with that, so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. Like, he's bugged out of his mind right now.
So maybe he did, so you guys expelled him and try to, like...
Well, he expelled himself. Why? Because then he started, the doctrine that he was teaching started to change, you know, and then he started saying things like that were just, like, he was talking to people that weren't there.
So people like that, Jesus delivered people like that, right?
Right, that were like that. Cast in their darkness. That were like that in their darkness. Remember, go to Hebrews 6 verse 4. He delivered people like that were in their darkness.
People need deliverance.
Well, right, but see, you can't be one that's in this truth and then voluntarily turn back to darkness. That's called blasphemy. If like, for example, and the brother always brings this example that we teach. Once you learn, right?
Once you know the truth.
But listen, I'm going to do it. When you first learned that fire was hot, right? Hot. You try touching it anyway, right? Well, all right, you know what? It's hot. I'm not going to mess with it because I know it's going to hurt me, right? So now, you come out of darkness, so you know everything. Once you come out of darkness, you know all that stuff will hurt you. Why are you trying to go back in it for? So you know about witchcraft. You know about the Kabbalah. All this is wrong. Why are you trying to go back in it for?
Yeah.
See, once you do that, once you know the truth and then turn back,
yeah,
there's no forgiveness in that.
I know that scripture. Right. So I know that's
so,
what you're about to read.
So Hebrews 6 verse 4.
Yeah.
Hebrews 6 verse 4.
Hebrews chapter 6 verse 4.
Actually, start at verse 1.
Verse 1. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ.
So when you leave the principles of the doctrine of Christ, that's what it's about. That means you had to once know it in order to leave it. Right? Read on.
Let us go on unto perfection,
right?
Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works.
You don't want to go back and lay the foundation till we have to repent from dead works. Why go back in the darkness? Why go back to the dead works? Because you had people that were going back to the dead works. Because they would deal with mysticism and all that back then too. Read on.
And of faith toward God,
right?
Of the doctrine of baptisms and of laying on of hands.
Right, laying on of hands back then. Men were laying on hands, giving people that Holy Spirit, healing them, things like that. Read on.
And of resurrection of the dead.
And people were resurrecting from the dead. Didn't Paul do it? Absolutely, he did. The boy fell out the window from teaching all day. Paul went, laid on him, blew life into him. He went back up the window. Paul went back down and teaching all day. Read on.
And of eternal judgment.
And of eternal judgment, kingdom of heaven. Read on.
And this will we do if God permit.
Right, and that's why I said this will we do if God permit. Remember, because it's up to us. He that endureth the end, the same shall be saved. I can't tell you you're going to be saved because I don't know what you're going to do with the knowledge that you've been given. I can only account for me.
Yeah.
Read on.
I was taught that, so salvation for, can be lost.
Right.
For it is impossible.
For it is what?
For it is impossible.
So remember, it's impossible. What's impossible? Read on.
For those who were once enlightened.
For those that once were enlightened with this knowledge. You were given this. Everybody's not getting this. Everybody's not going to have their eyes awoken. Many are called, but few are chosen. It is impossible for those that were once enlightened. Read on.
And had tasted of the heavenly gift.
What's the heavenly gift? Knowing who you are according to the Bible. Your true nationality according to the Bible.
Right?
Huh?
Gift of life, right?
The gift is more than life. Eternal life. See, life is just living. Eternal life is Christ and everything that comes along with it. Big difference.
If I stop breathing right now, I'm gone, right?
No, not at all. If I stop breathing right now and I die in Christ, not at all. I have eternal life. Spirit never dies. Spirit never dies. Spirit never dies.
And were made partakers of the Holy Ghost.
Right.
They had tasted the good word of God.
If you tasted all these things, the good word of God, and made partakers of the Holy Spirit, the whole nine yards, read on.
And the powers of the world to come.
And the powers of the world to come talk about eternal life. Like I said, we can drop dead tomorrow. I pray the Lord we don't. But as long as you die in Christ, you get eternal life. And if you don't believe that, then what you believe? Nothing. Nothing. We ain't talking about this carnal thing. We talking about some spirits.
That's what
you know.
I'm talking about.
Exactly. That's what. And I know her.
I know.
That's why we've been here for the last couple of hours having a great conversation. That's why.
I care about God, my spirit, exactly. My soul,
exactly.
All of us gonna die one day.
Right, exactly. And but what would you rather do? Die in sin or die in Christ?
Exactly.
Let me die in Christ, because when he makes his second return,
yep,
the resurrection of the dead, man, that's what it's all about.
And,
read on.
And the great tribulation.
Exactly.
And all if they things,
exactly.
If they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance.
Right.
Seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh,
right,
and put him to an open shame.
Right. I was looking for this earlier.
See, when you go, when you turn back, right, right. When you turn back, right, from the principles of the Most High in Christ, after you learn this knowledge, you crucify Christ again to an open shame. Then you go to Matthew, you said, listen. He said, all manner of sin is forgiven, except the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. The only way you can truly blaspheme the Holy Spirit is if you have to know the Holy Spirit. Because if you blaspheme somebody in ignorance, like Paul was a blasphemer in ignorance, right? A blasphemer in ignorance.
It makes sense.
But
same number.
Christ did what? Gave eternal life because he was in darkness.
Yeah.
But now, if you blaspheme the Holy Spirit,
there's no
forgiveness. This is because everybody's not given the Holy Spirit. No forgiveness. No forgiveness of that. In this life or the next life.
Yeah.
None whatsoever. Because what we talk about is eternal life. I'm not going to be out here teaching, you know, this gospel for the past 30 years, not knowing what I'm not in. I'm doing this for eternal life. This is what I'm doing this for. I'm doing this for not this wicked kingdom that's falling every day in America that's going to be destroyed. I'm talking about the kingdom of Christ that's going to last forever. That's going to be forever. Give me Daniel 7:18. That's going to last forever.
Will you come out here Halloween?
You know what? We might consider that.
Yeah,
we might consider that. We might consider that how do you say it? Rid all these parents. Got their costumes,
I went in my son's
dressed
school,
all crazy and demonic.
I went in my son's school, and the first thing I see in the office is this sign that says the witch is in.
Right.
Like,
right.
I
exactly.
I gotta do something.
Right. Exactly.
All children need to
come. That's nothing.
They're
pushing a gay agenda in our schools now.
Yeah.
They're taking out the history of what happened to us. Listen, my daughter battles with her history teacher every day. My 19-year-old. Because they're trying to make it seem like we weren't slaves, we were indentured servants. So now you know my daughter Maya, my 19-year-old, she's be like, yo. And I told her, I said, yo, just pass the test. I said, listen, let me tell you something. When you're done, because it's her last English class she gotta take, I said, when you're done, then you know you passed,
right,
and your grade is in, then y'all tear his ass up.
Yeah.
I'm talking to her and her classmates. What you battling with him for? And I'm like, you know better. Telling my daughter, why is the serpent harming to see the dove? Because
right,
they're trying to change the narrative the same way they did with the North American Seminole Indians. Oh, I'm 51, and I can remember before that, because on my dad's side, his mother, they're Seminole Indians. They always told us, don't trust these crackers.
Because
this is what they did. We had over 700 acres of land in Southern South Carolina, all gone. 700 acres, right? On my mother's side of the family, they had 700 acres, all gone. Right, so don't trust these crackers. Right, so now, knowing that, as I'm going to school as a young man, they started to change the narrative. Oh yeah, the North American Indians, the Seminole Indians, no. They were friends with us, you know, we traded stuff and they gave us this land, and what the hell they gonna sell my hand for? Here it is, they have mirrors and trinkets and gold and everything over here. What they gonna sell it to you for? You came over here with nothing but roaches, rats, and diseases.
Look at him, say he discovered this and died.
First of all, how you discovered
before,
but right,
but
understand.
It was already drinking that alcohol, right?
Exactly, no, listen. I'm gonna tell you. And I'm gonna tell you, right? And this is the crazy thing, right? Like, listen. The North American Indians were given this land by the Most High when you read the second book of Ezra. That's why you gotta get this book, sis. The land of Azareth, right?
I'm gonna get it, I'm gonna order it.
They're only like $8 online, Amazon or whatever, dirt cheap. But it tells you in that book how they went to a far country, right? It was also prophesied that what Gad, the North American Indians, would be the head tribe when they came over here. That's why the North American Indians had majority of Canada, all the way down, and a majority of America. Seminoles had really the Southeast region.
Who prophesied that?
In the Bible. Deuteronomy 33, Genesis 49th chapter. Go to Genesis 49th chapter, so she can see what we're talking about. We'll show you about Gad and Reuben. And then Deuteronomy 33rd chapter. Hey, brother, you too, all right? Get home safe, man. Now, Genesis 49th chapter, right? Go to Reuben, 49 and 1. Read 49 and 1.
And Jacob called unto his sons and said, gather yourselves together that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Gather yourselves together and hear ye sons of Jacob and hearken unto Israel your father. Reuben, thou art my firstborn.
So it says, Reuben, thou art my firstborn. So Reuben was actually the firstborn son of Jacob. He was supposed to get the inheritance, but something he did, he lost his inheritance and it wound up going to Judah. Read on.
Ye sons of Jacob, hold up. Gather yourselves together and hear ye sons of Jacob and hearken unto Israel your father. Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might in the beginning of my strength.
Right, so it says, Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might in the beginning of my strength. If you know about the Reubenites, which are the Seminole Indians, they were great warriors. Great, great warriors. Read on.
The excellency of dignity and the excellency of power, unstable as water.
It says, unstable. Reuben was unstable as water. Why were they unstable as water? Because what they used to do over here, Reuben's hot-headed. So what they used to do over here in America to the white man, sometimes they would do it, they would react without thinking what they was doing. Read on. And all, he was also unstable. Our forefather Reuben was unstable because he slept with his father's concubine, which is against the law.
Okay,
read on.
One person belong to more than one tribe, because if you have a mother from a different, now, like...
Now, whatever your father is, that's what you are.
Oh.
Because,
right,
go. Why do you think when a woman marries a man, whose last name she take? Take the man's last name, right? You take the man's last name, those children belong to the man because they come from his seed, the woman incubates it. So you are who your forefather is. You understand? In Numbers, and when it talks about your pedigree, Numbers 118 talks about the pedigree of your fathers. So there's no such thing as mixed. You see what I'm saying? Like, for example, you take an apple seed, you plant it by an orange vineyard, what are you going to get from that seed? An apple tree. You're still going to get an apple tree. It's just surrounded by oranges. You take the seed of somebody who's a Judah, which is a black American, and you put it into the seed of an Ephraimite woman. They might have the characteristics of the Ephraimite woman, but that seed is what? A Judah. That's why a majority of the cases, children have the same blood type as who? Their father. Right. You see, that's what I said, the majority of the cases. Because if your chromosomes...
I'm a rare case,
huh?
I'm a rare case.
Yeah, that's what I said, majority, not all cases. Because most of the time, it's by their father. Why? Because they understand. But if your forefathers have strong characteristics, like, I'm going to give a perfect example. My wife's family, all looking like. They saw my son, was like, well, he ain't one of us. He ain't one of us, because my son looks just like me.
Like,
bring him to his mother and bring him to his grandmother in Brooklyn, which is my mother. Because she now ain't know. He ain't go. And my son will act like none of them. But he's, my wife is Benjamite, he's Judah. You know what I'm saying? So, but that's what it is. They have strong characteristics. Like, all their children straight looking like, the grandchildren and everything looking like. So, you know, but when it came to my son, they're like, yo, looking at me, looking at him, like, you birthed your twin. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I said. In most cases, not all cases. All right, read on.
Thou shalt not excel.
It says, thou shalt not excel, meaning they weren't going to be the head tribe anymore. Why?
Because thou went up to thy father's bed.
Right, read on.
Then defiledest thou it.
Right.
He went up to my couch.
He went up to what?
My couch.
Now, go to Deuteronomy 33rd chapter.
33
right?
And 6.
The 33rd chapter and the 6th verse. Right? Because now, when he defiled his father's bed, he went up to his couch. Now, that's why he was going to be that the head tribe in the future. It was turned over to who?
Judah.
Because then Simeon and Levi lost it. Because why? Of the bloodshed they shed. So, passed down to Judah. Read on.
Deuteronomy 33, verse 6. Let Reuben live and not die.
It says what?
Let Reuben live and not die.
Now, why did it say let Reuben live and not die? Again, Reuben or who? The Seminole Indians, which is where they at? Reuben right there. The descendants of the Seminole indigenous people, right? That's what Reuben is. The descendants of the Seminole indigenous people. It said, let Reuben live and not die. Why? Because out of all the Indian tribes, Gad had several different tribes. Reuben rolled tight. Reuben stayed together, right? But it said, let Reuben live and not die, because in these last days, remember we said the last days, because Reuben was going to wage such a bloody war with the Americans, right? That they would have been extinct, right? Now, read it again.
Let Reuben live and not die, and let not his men be few, and this is the blessing of Judah.
So that's it. It says, let Reuben live and not die, and let not his men be few. The reason why? Because they waged one of the most bloodiest wars. Andrew Jackson had a thing called the Indian Campaign Removal, because they could not get Reuben under control. Gad, which is, of course, the North American Indians, signed over 500 treaties with the white man, broke every last one of them. Reuben signed one. See, they broke it. The hell with you. They was going at war with him ever since. So when Andrew Jackson became the president, he had the thing called the Indian Campaign Removal. What did he start to do? $5 million in the 1800s, right, is equivalent to like $1 billion today. They had $5 million war chest to try to eradicate the Seminole Indians. That's why he said, let Reuben live and not die.
So like on my father's side, of the family, we have, even though we're from the Caribbean, my father's grandmother,
Seminole.
Right.
I'm gonna tell you why. Some of them are Reubenites.
So that means I would be a Reubenite.
Not all of them, but some of them. Depend on your fathers, right? And I'm gonna tell you why. Because Reuben, they were nomadic when we first got here. That's what Reuben was, nomadic. They used to travel between Florida before they eventually settled down in Florida, and Georgia, that area. Done. Mashallah Wamka. He said the Most High's name, like he's the Most High. You say Ahaya, you're saying I'm the Most High. He don't realize that. You can't say Ahaya, you gotta say Yahweh. You gotta say He is. You can't say Ahaya, and you're saying you're the Most High. He don't know that. He's trying, I give him effort. That's what I say, hey, Mashallah Wamka, you know. I'm not gonna repeat that back. I'm saying I'm the Most High.
So then I might be a Reubenite instead of a Benjamin.
Right, you might be based off your father.
Or because I was born in Trinidad.
Right. But this is why, like I was explaining to you, Simeon was very nomadic. Their base operation was in Florida, right? But a lot of times they used to go between Florida, and you know how Florida and the Caribbean islands and all that. They're between Florida, some of the islands, and the Kanto Islands over there, the Kanto Mountains in South America. Reuben was in constant contact with the other indigenous tribes. Big time they was in contact, right?
You say in South America?
Yeah, South America.
Which part of Trinidad is.
Right, exactly.
We're not way up in the
you're further Caribbean back.
Sea.
Right,
we're
you're
like
further down.
We're on the borderline. So like, that's, I think we're part of Venezuela.
Exactly.
Separated by the Gulf of Paria.
Exactly. So that's the thing. So that's why, see, this is why, again, it goes by your fathers, because Reuben did a lot of dealings with the tribes down there. The tribes down there and everything. A lot of dealings with those tribes down there. And because he did a lot of, that's why I tell people, I tell like a lot of black Americans sometimes, when they say, yo, you know, I'm from down south, they'll be like, and they live in Florida, they're like, oh, I'm Judah. I'm like, nah, you don't look Judah, you like a Reubenite. Because the Reubenites were dark like us too. And see, not only that, the Reubenites, one thing about the Reubenites was to help wage their war, when the black slaves were escaping, they was making them chiefs and helping free the slaves from out of captivity, and they was mingling with us, you know, because we're the same people. They understood that. You understand what I'm saying?
But the Carib people, some of them was kind of like not like the
Amorites,
like the
Arawaks. Right.
But my great grandmother, that's what she was.
Right, definitely.
Very warlike.
Definitely, right. See,
she lived up to 90-something years
old. So she might be Ruby.
She was strong, yeah. And she could argue.
But right, it's similar to, like I said, when you go to Panama and you see some of the Panamanians that are really, really dark, right? But then you got a lot that like your complexion. The ones that like really, really dark, a lot of them are like from Jamaica and from some of the islands that came over when, like I said, the Panama Canal was being built. They was getting all those people from the islands because it was closer. Now, look, ain't nobody from Brooklyn going to build over there in the Panama Canal. It's too far. But that's why they was getting people from the islands to do it, because it was closer. And they just stayed there. And their children, in turn, learned the language. You know what I mean? So that's how, again, that's why when Christ comes back, He's going to show us who we really are. As far as if you think you're a Reubenite, and or you might be a Simeonite, or you think you're this, you might be that, He's going to show us all that. The thing now is to our spirit bears witness to this truth and accepts and acknowledges this truth, because ain't no heathen going to accept all this. They're not going to accept this. Not the way we do. They're not going to accept all of this. And you know. And then when you start telling me, you going to slavery? Oh, no, nah, that's not true. No, you are going to slavery. Accept your position as a servant. If we can accept our position as servants now, why can't you accept your position as a servant in the kingdom? We did it in your kingdom. This is the white man's kingdom. This is the nation's kingdom. We're servants.
When it comes to spiritual gifts.
Absolutely.
Can you hear God before you get saved?
When it comes to spiritual, can you hear God before you get saved?
Can God speak to you?
Absolutely.
Before you get saved.
Absolutely.
Okay.
He can guide you. Listen, searched. Okay, let me say this, right? Before I came into the faith, right, in my 20s, my late, because I was crazy. You got to understand. I was not a nice person. Right? Don't tell us what to focus on. Get your own platform. What you sacrificing? What you say? Where your Bible at? Don't tell us what to focus on. Focus on nationality. See, this is what we're talking about.
Focus on that haircut.
Right. Focus on that haircut you need to get, bro.
Focus on.
Right. See, again, coming by, you coming from somewhere. See, we live this. See, and this is why
every Saturday we go through this.
And understand, this is why we study the way we study. You understand?
Because I'm saying the same thing as him, actually. Not,
right.
It's not about the skin color. That's what I
think. Oh, it's about the skin color. It's not all about the skin color, but it plays a part. It plays a part.
No, but see, you didn't come. You came in saying it, but you weren't shooting like that. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, you stayed. You stayed.
See, you said it right here because you wanted to engage in a conversation. Don't tell me. So you coming up. So you was right here. He was right here, then he was right there, 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 then he waited till he got by that damn leaning ass pole and said, focus on the sacrifice. What can you say right here? This is what we're saying. That's the difference. So when you came up like, yo, listen, it's about the sacrifice, but we already know it's going to be a shootout, but you was going to stay and enjoy the shootout like you've been. He shot some innocent kid across the street.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He shot somebody's grandmother in the window cooking. Because why?
It's some nonsense.
What you talk about, focus on the sacrifice. It's not about skin color. Because you don't want to know, but you want to teach.
Right.
And this is why we tell people, if you think you're going to come up here and teach, we're not doing that. Like, I'll give you opportunity. But when you start saying, give me the mic or give me your Bible, if you know we got the Bible, how you come up to challenge people without your Bible? No, I'm not giving you the Bible.
The question that I asked
Yes,
you,
what's your question?
I asked my evangelist that same question. Can you hear God's voice?
Okay, right. So let me...
Wait. And he told me no.
No.
He said,
let me
because
say
you
this.
Have to receive the Spirit first.
No, let me say
but
this.
But I know I heard God's
let me say
voice
this, right. let me
speaking
say
to
this.
Me audibly
me
in
say
my
this.
Ear.
Let me say this,
ain't
right.
Ain't no demon going to tell but me right. what God told me.
No, listen. Let me say this, right.
And I wasn't saying
if,
it
yet. If you ever ask...
14 days after, exactly 14 days after, that's when...
If you ever ask... Have you ever asked questions... Like, why are we here? Like, listen, and that's what I was saying, right? Because Satan came by, trying to take my thoughts, and it's a scripture on it,
yeah,
I gotta find it.
Yeah, because we're about to get to some real...
So now, I used to be a bad guy, a bad individual. I was rotten, right? But I always had a conscience, and I was always like, I'd be standing in front of the building, we out, Candace on the mic, selling drugs and all that. And they're like, yo, why you always on some philosophical stuff? We just out here getting this money. Like, yo, why are we here? You know, what is the plan of God and this and that and so and so? The purpose.
Yeah.
So then, like, I'm here like, yo, you got to start finding your way. So I'm like, okay, well, you know what? I got to figure out what that is. When you start hearing, when things start saying something,